So first things first, when in Rome, some jokes. And some Thanksgiving jokes at that, because it is the beautiful fall after all, and I've been eating leftovers all week. Turkey casserole, turkey pot pie, turkey warmed up as a sandwich for lunch. And so turkeys have been very much on my mind this week. Why did the turkey join the band? Because he had two drumsticks. What happened to the turkey when she got into a fight? She got the stuffing knocked right out of her. What happens when you cross a turkey with a banjo? You get a bird that can pluck itself. Not so sure about that last one. Truth be told, I'm not so sure about any of them. But if at first you don't succeed, try again. Persistence.
Susan would be proud.
Persistence. Persistence in our journeys as human beings and in our vocations as disciples of Jesus Christ. That is what our gospel this morning from St. Luke's gospel calls us to reflect upon. Persistence. When we are baptized, we are asked, or if we are infants, our sponsors are asked the following question. Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord. And the response in the liturgy is, I will, with God's help. I will, with God's help. And yet those last three words, those last three little words, with God's help, these are words that I think we often forget as Christians when we think about persistence, especially when we think about persistence within the context of our spiritual relationship with God. Too often, I think, we locate the source of our persistence solely within ourselves. And let me give you some examples of what I mean by this. I might say to myself, if only I read the Bible more, if only I was more persistent in my study of Scripture, that might make me a better Christian. Or, if only I went to church more, if only I was more persistent in making my attendance at church a priority, that might make me a better Christian. Now here's the really big one. If only I prayed more. If only I was more persistent in my prayer. If only I could learn to pray differently or more regularly, that might make me a better Christian. Now notice how in all of those statements that I just shared, the pronouns that were used were all first person singular. All of those thoughts, all of those musings about spiritual persistence that I think many of us have at one point or another, the focus in those thoughts is on I and on me. The focus is upon the individual Christian, upon the person who is doing the thinking, doing the musing. But what happened to those three beautiful little words that we are asked to use when we make our vows in baptism? What happened to with God's help? And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? When the Son of Man comes, will he find people who are prepared to acknowledge that life in this world is not only about us? Will he find people who are prepared to acknowledge that we human beings, are not the only actors in this cosmic symphony that we call our beautiful universe? Will he find people who are prepared to confess that there exists something greater than ourselves, something bigger, a love that infuses all our life and our movement and our being, a grace that abides within us, that heals us and nourishes us in our journeys as pilgrims on the way. Because the poor widow who keeps coming back to the unjust judge in this morning's gospel, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, the widow who keeps coming back saying, "Grant me justice," that poor widow is not simply acting on her own. The strength to persist in the way she persists, the strength to resist evil, and to partner with others in her community, to repent from sin and return to the Lord, that strength is not something that comes only from within herself. No, it is born of a both and. It is born of a relationship. It is born out of a willingness to admit, I just can't do this all on my own. It's not all about me. It is born out of a willingness to live out of the covenant that is cemented by those three little words that we say together in baptism. I will, with God's help. Persistence. Spiritual persistence is less about pushing ourselves forward as Christians day after day, and it is more about stillness. It's more about stillness. It's more about opening. It's about opening ourselves to the beautiful and mysterious presence that we call the Holy Spirit. The Spirit that comes alongside of us and partners with us in our persistence. Partners with us in strengthening our relationship with our Creator so that our Creator's will for this world may be done. When we were at seminary, Jillian and I, our preaching professor was always very keen to remind us eager beaver seminarians as we were 5-6 years ago, hey, it's not all about you. It's not all riding on you, he would say to us. Amidst our nerves and amidst our uncertainty as young preachers and our insecurities, he would tell us, when you get up into the pulpit, it's not your job to speak for God. It's not your job to speak for God, nor to figure out what God is trying to say to a community in any given week. No, that's not your job. Your job is to get up there in that pulpit and give God something to work with. That's our jobs, my friends. In this world, our vocation as followers of Jesus Christ is to get out there and to give God something to work with. We don't have to be God. We don't have to do it all on our own. We can't do it all on our own. But we can be persistent in making room. We can be persistent in staying open. We can be persistent in living by those three beautiful little words that we say together, that we swear together in baptism. I will, with God's help. Amen.
Amen. Amen.